D's got the beer, I've got the food. It is time to feed the resistance. Good morning, Dee.
Hi, good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very good. So I was thinking when I first started thinking about this particular meal that the Packers were going to be in the Super Bowl.
I know.
Didn't work out right.
Sad.
But as I was thinking that, I'm thinking we need to do a really Wisconsin dish.
Yes.
And oddly enough, this particular dish goes back to my days in Virginia.
Strange how that happens.
We had this group of friends that got together all the time for meals, and there was always a theme behind the meal.
Yeah.
So one night when my wife and I were hosting, we made the theme, food that reminds you of home, because most of our friends were not from Virginia. They were from all around the country.
Oh, cool.
So we were getting all these different foods from different parts of the country.
Heck yeah.
And I found this recipe that is really, really, really simple. It's basically brats and sauerkraut and potatoes.
I'm listening.
You throw it in a big pot, you heat it up for like an hour.
Perfect.
And it's good to go. I think there's some caraway seeds or something on there as well. But that's literally all there is to this.
Magical.
Now, the original recipe called for a variety of different types of sausages, but I wanted to make it real Wisconsin. So it's brats and sauerkraut and potatoes.
Magical, dude.
So what did you bring to go with this?
So I knew we wanted to do a Wisco-based kind of idea here, so... I went with Lakefront Brewery out of Milwaukee. They're fantastic.
Yes, they are.
Oh, my gosh. I seriously love all of their beers. And I've probably said that about every brewery we've talked about. Maybe I just love beer. I don't know. So I picked out River West Stein Amber Lager. I wanted to go with a lager because they're very clean kind of tasting, and it's not going to have a heavy flavor that'll out-heavy the bratwurst flavor.
Okay.
And so this one is named for the River West community in Milwaukee, which I actually lived in for a little while.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, very neat. So this is going to be caramely, but not over-caramely. A little bit of hop in there to make it really well-rounded on the finish. Not super sweet, but you can definitely tell it's a very malt-forward, heavy kind of beer. Not super heavy, though. I don't want you to think that it's going to overwhelm you with sweetness or anything like that. This is definitely one of their flagship beers at Lakefront Brewery, so I highly recommend it. And it's also a great, I call them the bridge beers. If you have a friend that's into the macro brewing kind of thing, they drink the giant name brand beers out there. This is a great intro beer to get them into the craft beer side of things.
Oh, excellent. All right, let's give a taste here. And I put some mustard on your plate as well. It says to serve it with mustard and a crusty bread. So
perfect.
So it's brats and sauerkraut, potatoes, mustard. And I can absolutely see how that is going to go well with this beer because I've tasted the beer a little bit before, while you were talking. And you're right. It works perfectly.
Wow. It really brings out the spices and the bratwurst.
Absolutely.
Really nice.
Real quick note on the sauerkraut. Are you familiar with Marcus Samuelsson?
No.
He's a chef. He was born in Ethiopia, raised in Sweden. He lives now in Harlem. And he owns a restaurant called Red Rooster in Harlem,
okay,
as well as a few other restaurants, but that's his flagship. He's been on TV a lot of different chef competition shows and such. Mm-hmm. He has this book called Red Rooster Harlem. It's the cookbook from his restaurant.
Oh,
and
cool.
In there, he's got lots of little tips. One is on buying sauerkraut, and he says, the best sauerkraut is found in the grocery store in a bottle in the refrigerated section.
Okay.
Second will be in a plastic bag, usually near the hot dogs.
Yeah.
Third, and never, ever, ever buy this stuff, he says, is the stuff in a can.
Dude, I can't. Come on, Frank's Kraut. Come on.
This is Frank's, but it's from a jar. So hopefully I took a step up from the can, but
You fancy, Pat. You fancy.
This is Frank's from a jar, and it worked very well with the beer. One more time, the pairing. I have no idea how to actually pronounce the name of this dish, so I just kind of call it bratwurst casserole.
Yeah.
I'll show you the name of it and see if you understand how to actually pronounce it here.
No.
All right, we're not even going to try. All right, we're going to call it a bratwurst casserole, and we're pairing it with?
The River West Stein Amber Lager. I love Lakefront Brewery so much. Definitely pick that up.
All right, we eat, we drink, we feed the resistance every Friday right about this time on Madison's Alternative, 106.7 The Resistance.